Hi, I'm Ray McDonald. I'm the voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're unleashing the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending November 15th, 2014. I'll tell you up front, we don't get any new songs this week, but things do get shaken up a bit. It all starts in fifth place, where Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj dip a notch with Bang Bang. Jessie says she wanted to assemble this lineup for a long time. Hold on for details.
Bang, bang, into the room. I know you want it. Bang, bang, all over you.
J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj fall a slot to number five with Bang Bang. Jessie says she only met the other two after the song went to number one on iTunes. However, she'd wanted to work with both for some time. Jessie also says she wanted to use Nicki 5 years ago on her debut single, Do It Like a Dude. Taking over fourth place is Maroon 5 with Animals. This band has been around for 20 years, but not always under this name. Stay with me for more.
Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals like animals. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell your stuff for miles. Just like animals, animals like animals. Maybe I'm...
Maroon 5 climbs the slot to fourth place with its latest smash, Animals. This Los Angeles group formed in 1994 as Kara's Flowers and released one album under that name in 1997. 4 years later, the members regrouped as Maroon 5, and the rest is chart history. Holding in third place is Tove Lo with Habits Stay High. Where did that name come from? I have the answer after the song.
You're gone and I gotta stay high.
Spends another week in third place with Habits Stay High. This Swedish artist's real name is Ebba Tove Elsa Nielsen. Lo is Swedish for lynx, a species of wildcat that Tove says she fell in love with as a little girl. After 8 weeks, Meghan Trainor falls off the Hot 100 pedestal. All About That Bass falls to second place. What's next for Meghan? The answer's on the way.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
Meghan Trainor ends her 8-week reign atop the singles chart as All About That Bass dips to number 2. Meghan is now a fixture on the pop music map. Last week, she and Miranda Lambert sang this song at the Country Music Association Awards in Nashville, and Meghan kicks off a headlining North American tour next February in Vancouver, Canada. Taylor Swift retakes the Hot 100 title, but that's only the beginning of her phenomenal week. I'll tell you all about it after Shake It Off.
'Cause the players gonna play, 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 and the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off.
It's a voice from the past. Taylor Swift retakes the pop singles crown with Shake It Off, giving her 3 total weeks at the top. Taylor's 1989 album just opened at number 1 by selling more than 1.2 million domestic copies. That's the largest sales week since the Eminem show sold 1.3 million copies way back in 2002. Well, that's a wrap for this week, but as you know, the chart is always changing. Come back in 7 days, and I'll hit you with an all-new lineup. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.